In the media landscape, we have seen the advent of net series and shows put on by Amazon and Netflix and all that. And you wonder where they come from. Well, some of them are coming from here in Cincinnati, including the work of our next guest, the Hippified Soldier. Let me hear a little bit more about this from the creator and producer, Chuck Land. Welcome, Chuck.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us a little bit about the program.
Basically, I was inspired throughout my life being a musician and being a soldier for 9 years. And I had all these crazy ideas in my head. As a producer, I thought, well, you know, I'm going to produce something that's totally original, off the wall, very entertaining. So Hippified Soldier is about Charlie Grooves, a hippie rock star that has to give up his crazy lifestyle because he gets drafted in World War III. So if you can only imagine what that would be like for somebody.
It's definitely a contemporary spin on the misfit entering the Army. As you mentioned, you were in the military. You are a veteran of 9 years from the military. So you're bringing your sensibility to the whole military portion of the program. But you're also surrounding yourself with performers who also have military service under their belt, including our other guest, Kenneth King. Welcome, Kenneth.
Hello.
I understand you're playing a drill instructor.
Yes, I am.
Is this something you did in the military?
No, I'm actually a mechanic. I'm basically work on trucks. And I've been in the Army Reserves for about 26 years. And I've had 2 deployments to Afghanistan and pretty much sums up my career.
So when Chuck came to you and said, hey, I'm working on this project and I want you to come and perform, what'd you think?
Well, I just got done wrapping up a episode of another show. And one of the other stars in the show recommended me for this part because the way I want to explain it is my professionalism toward being on the set there, I had my own props. And the woman that liked it went by the name of Myra Zimmerman Grubbs. And she liked how I had all my props ready to shoot the episode that I shot. And then when Chuck was starting to make the announcement, she said, hey, I got a guy that can probably be a good character for you. And I was never thought of it until she made the recommendations. And then it's history.
Well, and you mentioned your own props. Chuck, I saw a clip from the boot camp section of your show. And where did you shoot this? I mean, this is high-level boot camp training paraphernalia you're working with. I mean, you're scaling walls that are taller than most buildings downtown.
I know. I was so blessed because when I was doing scout location, I just typed in Boy Scout camps. And then I remembered from when I was a Cub Scout being at this beautiful place in Loveland, Ohio, Camp Freelander and Cub World. Owned by the Dan Bear Boy Scouts Council. I'll tell you, they've been awesome. Michael, the guy that's in charge there, unbelievable to work with. And we couldn't do this without them. It's 500 acres, just beautiful land.
So what inspired you to do this project?
Well, I realized that I need to stop living from check to check, number one. And I figure you have to dream and you have to try to fulfill your dreams or else you're going to go all your life wondering if you could have done something. And so my niece is actually one of the executive producers, along with myself. And basically, I figure, well, I have the means to do it. I do video production for a living. Let's just make it happen. I'm going to put it all on the line. Every single penny that I make from my businesses is going into this movie. Well, actually, it's a series. And we now have 4 episodes worth, and we're editing right now. But yeah, I just wanted to entertain. I've been an entertainer all my life. I've done a lot of documentaries like on the Goshorn Brothers and on all kinds of music stuff. And, you know, you could kind of get tired of staying in just one genre. And so I wanted to go outside the realm a little and use this creativity upstairs. And so I was a script writer, the producer, the director, and the main actor. And it's been a challenge, hasn't it, Ken?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You got a lot on your plate.
Well, you've mentioned the military background. You also are a musician and entertainer. Where does that come in for this series?
Well, because Charlie Grooves, the Hippified Soldier, he's a rock star. So I'm really playing drums and keyboards and guitar. Matter of fact, I'm using Larry Goshorn's old guitar in a movie that I bought off him that he used to play in Pure Prairie League. And too many people out there judge if somebody has short hair or long hair, just all kinds of things. And some religions out there are the worst about judging when they shouldn't. And I grew up a son of a preacher man. You know, in a Pentecostal church. And I realized throughout my life, you know, I'm 40 years old now. I realized, like, you know, we need to bring attention to a lot of different things about our government, about religion, about just life in general. I'd like to think I learned a lot of things over the years and continue to learn, of course. So that's why I was inspired to do this film for a variety of reasons, to inspire, to entertain, and to hopefully make a decent living.
So you're shooting the series locally. How much local talent are you using, both behind the scenes and on camera?
All local talent. And a lot of our soundtracks are by artists like the Goshoid Brothers and Leo Clark and so many amazing musicians. And all the places are all local. We used a 20th Century Theater for Charlie Groove's solo show that sold out. As a matter of fact, the owner of the 20th Century Theater is my dad in the movie, Mark Rogers. Did a great job. We also have Mr. Gary Burbank. As you know, he's in the Radio Hall of Fame. We bring his Earl Pitts character back to life, and it is hilarious. Oh, my goodness. And he's the general of the AIO, Alien Intelligence Organization, that this fictional military is that I get drafted in.
But you're obviously setting your sights on a larger distribution. You're looking at proposing or pitching, as it were, the series to several national outlets.
That's right. My main target is Netflix because that's the future of television. They have over 70 million subscribers, and subscriber-based television's where it's at. You could get away with all kinds of stuff, as you know. More adult-friendly stuff. We're not catering to the kids here. But also, Netflix just announced they're spending $6 billion this year on original content, just this year alone. So it's perfect timing.
So what have been some of the biggest challenges that the two of you have come across in shooting this film?
The challenge was with the group of actors there, I think I'm the only one that represented the Army side. And there's a lot, I think, that were Marine Corps and Navy, I think, and Air Force. Uh-huh. So when we did the marching cadences, we kind of adapted. I had to adapt to the way the other branches march. And that was a challenge. It took about maybe, 10 takes?
Yeah, maybe. That's really nothing, no.
It's just those little things that just made it interesting, you know, to try to see how they did it, you know, because a lot of times I tried to pull it and say, hey, this is how we did it in the Army, you know, and it was fun. And sometimes it was just a learning experience just to do something different and still keep that military integrity to the movie.
And that's actually a good point because the various branches of the military are all very detail oriented on how they present themselves.
Exactly.
And now you're bringing together people from different branches. And how much of that detail oriented behavior do you bring to this series?
Well, we try to be as authentic as possible with everything, from a cop car when I get pulled over by a cop trying to head to Canada as a draft dodger, because what would any rock star do, right? They would try to flee after trying to buy off politicians, of course, but it didn't work in my case. But yeah, we try to be as authentic with everything. Props. I live my life in both worlds, so that really helps as a director, and I've been in charge of the costumes. Of course, Ken, I didn't have to supply his costume because he's already in Army and already had his own.
Well, the only thing I had to go get was a drill sergeant hat. I had to go to a costume shop
somewhere. That's right. But I'd say the most challenging thing for me has been just trying to balance everything in life with the film because, you know, people don't realize how much is involved just even doing one episode of a television series. And when you're spread out thin and you're wearing many roles, the scriptwriter, the producer, the director, the actor, I'm in charge of costumes. I did all the location scouting. It's crazy. And then plus, it's my production company that's hiring subcontractors to help out. Like, I flew in a cinematographer from Hollywood. He's the only one outside of Cincinnati that I use. The challenges are well worth it. The footage looks unbelievable, and it sounds great. And I tell you, I'm looking forward to the new chapter in life.
Is it a weekly series, or how's that going to format?
What we're doing is pitching it to all the subscriber-based networks. Netflix is my main goal, but also Showtime, HBO, Spike Television. If we have to, we'll have more of a cable-friendly version, less cussing. But yeah, it'll just be subscriber-based. People could binge-watch if they want.
Well, I'd like to thank our guests this evening, Chuck Land and Kenneth King. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, Chuck is the writer, director, producer, star of Hippified Soldier, and Kenneth King plays the drill sergeant. For more information on Hippified Soldier, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump. All
can't see.